All Funds extends tokenized funds to Solana, bridging EUR 1.8T to DeFi All Funds. Blockchain said it will extend its tokenized funds to Solana, opening a public chain distribution route for a platform that administers close to EUR 1.8 trillion in assets and connects more than 300 asset managers and financial institutions. Cointelegraph carried the announcement on June 23, 2026. The design keeps tokenized funds that already exist on All Funds and on Solana reachable across both networks at once. Funds available through All Funds' established institutional rails will also be available on Solana's public chain, and funds already issued on-chain stay accessible there. The company is framing the step as a direct commercial bridge between traditional finance and public decentralized finance, not a closed pilot confined to a private ledger. A distribution network goes on-chain. The detail that matters here is scale and position. This is not one asset manager tokenizing one product as a marketing exercise. All Funds is the plumbing that thousands of distributors and managers already route fund flows through, and that platform supported close to EUR 1.8 trillion in assets under administration at the end of March 2026. Putting that pipe onto a public chain changes the supply of regulated tokenized funds available on-chain, rather than adding a single isolated token. For asset managers and transfer agents on the platform, the practical effect is a new distribution channel that does not require abandoning the institutional networks they already use. They can issue and distribute through familiar workflows and reach a public chain audience from the same product. Assetto handles the on-chain mechanics. The integration runs through IO Builders and its Assetto platform, which acts as the connective layer between All Funds blockchain and on-chain environments. Assetto manages the issuance and lifecycle of the tokenized funds in a way meant to match institutional, operational, and compliance requirements. So the on-chain version of a fund carries the same controls as its traditional counterpart. That compliance framing is the part TradFi distributors care about most. A tokenized fund that cannot satisfy transfer agent, redemption, and reporting obligations is a science project. One that can do those things on a public chain is a product a regulated distributor can actually sell. Ruben Nieto's framing of the shift. Ruben Nieto, head of All Funds Blockchain, said the move takes tokenization out of the tech lab and into the commercial mainstream, positioning it as a way for traditional asset managers to reach on-chain liquidity while giving distributors access to digital products. The language is deliberate. All Funds is signaling that it sees tokenized funds graduating from proof of concept to a live distribution business. Solana is the venue partly because of throughput and cost, the same reasons it has drawn other large managers. WisdomTree expanded its tokenized fund footprint to Solana earlier in 2026, and the chain has become a gathering point for institutions testing on-chain distribution. All Funds joining that group adds a distribution network rather than a single issuer, which is a different kind of weight. Institutional building against a fearful tape. The announcement landed in a week when prices were moving the other way. As of June 23, 2026, SOL traded near $68.82, down 6.5% over 24 hours and 8.2% over the week, while Bitcoin sat at roughly $62,258 and Ether near $1,650, both lower on the day. The Fear and Greed Index read 20, firmly in fear. That gap is the story behind the story. Tokenization and real-world asset infrastructure has kept advancing through 2026 regardless of spot sentiment, a pattern visible in Solana's climb to $1 billion in weekly tokenized equities volume and in the XRP ledger leading RWA inflows. Institutions deciding where to issue tokenized funds are working on a multi-year horizon, not a 24-hour candle. And a distribution platform of this size committing to Solana is a vote on infrastructure rather than on this week's price. For everyday crypto users, the second-order effect is supply. More regulated tokenized funds living on a public chain sits upstream of the stablecoin and settlement rails that on-chain payments and spending depend on. The more institutional-grade assets that exist natively on a chain, the deeper the base that consumer products can eventually build on. This is not a card launch, and it should not be read as one, but it is the kind of groundwork that makes the broader on-chain economy more usable over time.